AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It is the roughest day and the roughest start of a year in history on Wall Street. The Dow has tumbled 451 points, while the NASDAQ is down 115. S&P is off by 53 points. The severe declines fueled by the continued fall in the price of crude oil and, in part, a slowdown in China's growth rate. The world's top economic, business, and political leaders are at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The International Chamber of Commerce's John Dalinovich says even with the slowdown, the U.S. and China remain the two nations that businesses still want to do business with.
Despite the unsettling events of the first 3 weeks of this year, China still remains very much on everyone's to-do list and on everyone's investment list.
The National Weather Service says winter storm and blizzard watches will be in place tomorrow for a number of states along the mid-Atlantic. AP science writer Seth Borenstein reports that the forecasters are not certain exactly where the most snow will fall on Friday and Saturday.
It may be Washington, it may be Philly, it may be New York. Someone's going to get it and going to get it big. It's also too soon to say, is it going to be 10 inches? Is it going to be 18 inches? Is it going to be 24 inches?
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says he will release his emails regarding Flint's water, which became contaminated with too much lead when the city changed its water source in 2014 to save money. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver is at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington and is asking the federal government to provide more help.
We didn't deserve what happened to us, and we deserve more support. We deserve more resources and finances as a result of what happened.
The lead contamination, which can lead to behavior problems and learning disabilities in children and kidney ailments in adults, has left Flint residents unable to drink unfiltered tap water. This is AP Radio News. A software upgrade is blamed for a partial Twitter shutdown yesterday. Warren Levinson has more.
Twitter says problems with the software change were the reason you may have been unable to send or receive tweets for 6 hours Tuesday. The problem was first noticed in Europe and spread to the United States. The microblogging company says it fixed the outage by reverting to its previous code. Tuesday's glitch was the third partial Twitter shutdown in 5 days. It comes as the San Francisco-based company has been seeking to persuade Wall Street that with 320 million users worldwide, it can deliver bigger profits. In a sinking market, Twitter shares are down 2/3 from the peak they hit in April. Warren Levinson, New York.
Auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that doors won't latch properly on about 400,000 Ford Focus cars. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation covers cars from 2012 and 2013 model years. The agency says they have had problems reported by the drivers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.